The reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 3, reading verses 1 to 19. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." In this third week of Easter, we come back to the book of Acts and how the foundations of the early church were created. This week, we hear about the impact of a miraculous healing. Peter and John were men of prayer, hence it starts at the beginning of chapter 3 with them making their way to the temple in order to pray, men of faith. You'll hopefully remember that last week we talked about a model for Christian community involving everyone being alert and responsive to the needs of others, and through the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing the deepest unspoken needs of others. Here we have the lame beggar. He's asking for money from Peter and John. Now, you'll also hopefully remember that last week we thought about the need to give generously when we're called to do so, but that it's not always about money. And here we have a fantastic example of that. Peter and John don't have any money to give, but they recognise that the man's need is not really about money. Money is simply a plaster, a short-term fix for his situation. The fact is that the man is lame. He's unable to walk. So that would have meant in that culture that he'd have not been able to work or earn any money. Hence, he was forced to beg. The two disciples end up meeting the man's real need to be healed physically. Not surprisingly, the healing creates a really strong reaction from those who knew the man. They are filled with wonder and amazement, and they look to Peter and John as the miracle workers. The fact that the man has been lame from birth meant that there would have been absolutely no cure for him, and everyone who saw him regularly at the temple gate would have understood this. He'd clearly been going for a long time as well. So I guess it's easy to stand in the feet of the crowds to understand their surprise. But it's really interesting what happens next. The disciples don't bask in the glory. They're not shocked at their own abilities. They don't allow the crowd to keep up this raised level of excitement and adulation of them. Instead, Peter brings them down a peg or two. He tells them off. These are the people who have seen Jesus perform miracles. So the healing power of God should be no surprise to them. Similarly, it shouldn't come as a surprise to us either. Miracles of healing happen today through the power of God. And if we say that we're Christians, in other words, we believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one, the Trinity, then we also should be expecting miracles to happen and not shocked when they do. Yes, of course, celebrate the lame man and his healing. And yes, we should celebrate miracles and acknowledge that they've been done by God, but we shouldn't be shocked at what is possible through God. Peter immediately grabs the opportunity to redirect attention away from the lame man and himself and turn their focus to Jesus, explaining that Jesus is where their attention needs to be. The crowds hearing Peter knew Jesus. Peter's reminder to them is of the fact that they voted Jesus to his death, and that shows that they had this personal knowledge. Yet clearly their memories were poor and their faith weak, if existing at all. But Peter isn't going to miss an opportunity to serve God by attempting to bring them back into relationship with God. And in doing so, Peter does not tread lightly. He doesn't hold back with the hard-hitting stuff. He makes clear from the absolute outset that they have betrayed God by disowning him, by being part of an injustice, the biggest injustice of all, Christ's death. And he tells them on the back of that, that they need to repent. Verse 19, he tells them to repent, say they're sorry to God, turn back to God. And he asks them to follow God's guidance once more. And he also tells them that they can appreciate a clean state, that they can find themselves refreshed. That is quite an invitation, isn't it? And there are two levels of invitation to us through this passage. If you're like the crowd, having let your faith grow cold or having turned your back on God completely, then the invitation is to come back to God. You are already forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross. Peter makes that clear to the crowds back then, and it's the same for us. All we have to do is unburden ourselves and give our burdens to God, following him once more. If you're currently more like Peter and John, you're following God closely, you have a good, strong prayer life, and you're experiencing God's power in your life, then make sure that you're ready to be used by God to perform miracles. They may or may not be physical healings, but God will work through you to transform lives. And of course, always be ready to grab every opportunity to tell others about God's love for them, even if that means having very uncomfortable conversations about the person's lifestyle or actions. It's also, of course, important to be aware that we all probably fluctuate between the two positions in our lives. We'll all experience being on fire for the Lord, like Peter, and we'll all experience a cold faith at times where we're members of the crowd. We'll experience both and we'll jump in and out of the two depending on where we're at in our lives. This is what Christian community looks like. A community which keeps serving God, keeps proclaiming what Christ has done for us. It's a place for ongoing healing of the body, of spirit, and of mind. And it's a place where we have to keep each other on track in our faith lives. And it's a place where, as a community together, we need to continually share our experiences of miracles so we can really appreciate what God is doing beyond our own lives. And we can share together in giving praise and thanks to God at all times. And it only works really well in community. Peter and John were working in partnership, and they were working in partnership in the community. Let's pray that through and always try to echo those principles that we see in Acts in our own lives.